ever since we did our episode on the Rockwell 6S, you're probably familiar with the fact that I'm very, very supportive of Gareth and Morgan of Rockwell Razors. And back with me again today is Gareth, because they haven't stopped. I alluded to this in Stories of the Shave, Rockwell Realities, our first ever Stories of the Shave episode. But they're still working hard to make great, amazing products. And today, Gareth has announced the newest product. And Morgan, don't forget, will be coming back soon. So he's not out of the picture here. He's still working very hard behind the scenes. But balancing classwork, launching a new razor line, and handling an interview might be a little much for a fourth-year senior. Gareth, welcome back to the show.
Yeah, thanks, Andrew. I am happy to be announcing the new product here on the show.
So I have seen pictures, and I am very excited. What are you bringing to the table? Tell us what this is.
So today we are unveiling the Rockwell Model T. It is something we have been working on behind the scenes for a very, very long time and are super excited about. It is the first adjustable twist-to-open double-edge safety razor in a long, long time. If you go on Kickstarter now, you can see a picture of it just to get a better idea of what I'm talking about. If you just look up Rockwell Model T, as in the letter T, and it takes a lot of inspiration from the Gillette adjustables of old, and it takes a lot of actually inspiration from some good things that our German manufacturing friends have been doing more recently with their more recent twist-to-open adjustables. But we're really excited to be able to produce at a large scale a adjustable twist to open that takes all of the same facets, I think, of adjustability that people have grown to love and bring it back in a fully available, don't need to wait for an eBay auction or anything like that. We're just going to make a phenomenal, durable, adjustable twist to open razor. And I'm super excited to be launching that product today.
So the question a lot of people might have is, didn't you just do this big thing with an adjustable razor?
Yeah, we did. I think adjustability is super important for double-edged razors. And the Rockwell 6S, the stainless steel adjustable razor, is a really, really important first step, I think, towards making adjustability more approachable. The Rockwell 6S, for me, confirmed that there's market demand and people are really interested in a adjustable razor so that they can get the perfect shave no matter what their hair length or skin type or skin condition is on any given day. The Rockwell 6S is also a extremely durable tool in that the stainless steel, you simply can't get anything more durable than stainless steel, and it will have that timeless appeal. It's made in America, it's stainless steel, it can be handed down for sure from generation to generation. And we wanted to keep all of that timelessness in the Rockwell Model T, but also the number one piece of feedback that we heard from the 6S was that people who weren't necessarily very familiar with classic shaving were looking for a more intuitive solution. And it just so happened that not only was there demand in the wet shaving community for an adjustable twist to open, and it typically, if you look around forums or anywhere, that is typically what people point towards as some of the stronger or more favorite razors. Not only did that make sense to bring as an offering to the wet shaving community, but what we heard from anyone we tested with not familiar with classic razors was that a adjustable twist to open would be the absolute most appealing razor for them to start shaving with a double-edged razor with.
So how does the Model T fit into where Rockwell is going?
For me, the Rockwell Model T is somewhat the next step. I think the Model T allows Rockwell to bring classic shaving to the masses, whereas a three-piece razor like the 6S definitely is close to my heart, and I think is close. The three-piece design is close to a lot of classic shavers' hearts, and we're going to continue absolutely producing lots of Rockwell 6S's and meeting the demand for that product for hopefully years to come. The Model T is something that I feel strongly we could take to larger stores, and that can really appeal to people who are totally just starting out classic shaving, don't want to have to take apart razors and put them back together. They can just drop a double-edged blade through the doors at the top of a Rock Model T, find their perfect shave size on that particular day, and go to town.
You mentioned just dropping a blade in. For the early bird special on Kickstarter, there's something kind of cool you have for early backers, isn't it?
Yeah, so actually, early backers, we specifically kind of structured this Kickstarter and the release date of this podcast and along with kind of our emails and every all the other news so that the classic shaving community absolutely can come in and get the early bird pricing. The longer term Kickstarter price will be $99, and right now the early bird prices start at $79, just to give a bit of a thank you to the wet shaving community. In addition to that, we've heard some really, really good feedback on the Rockwell blades, which has been great to hear. So we thought that a cool way to, again, somewhat say thank you for backing the Rockwell Model T is that every Model T will ship out with a free 100 pack of Rockwell blades.
And, you know, you were so kind to send me some to try, and I have to say they've quickly kind of, like, become my favorite. They have this really nice kind of... I don't know, like before my favorite blades of all time had to be Persona Lab Blues. They were always my favorite, yeah. But they feel, to me at least, and you know, your mileage may vary, but to me they're very similar to that in smoothness, but they have like a little more glide to them that just makes them super cool to use. So that's like awesome. 100 free blades. That's like 2 years of shaving right there. That's great.
It is. I mean, if you use one blade a week, which I think is the average from what I hear, yeah, we're just hoping that anyone new to classic shaving gets 2 years worth of shaves out of it, and anyone who's kind of got their own blade array already, someone who's more experienced with classic shaving, definitely will not be wanting for Rockwell blades at any point in the future.
plenty of blades in the stockpile there, huh?
Exactly, yeah.
So the last question I want to ask is, the last Kickstarter didn't go so well, so what have you learned from that Kickstarter, and how are you bringing that in to this Model T Kickstarter?
Yeah, well, like I said, we've been working kind of heads down on this project for a long time, just not really wanting to announce it until we were absolutely sure that everything had been verified. We've been designing with manufacturing in mind from day one. We knew how we wanted to manufacture. We knew what we were going to do. It's going to be a chrome brass external and zinc internals. We had manufacturers in mind almost from day one. We've been working with them just to verify and make sure like everything is totally ready to go along the way. We have our working prototype. I feel extremely confident about every facet of the manufacturing, which is ultimately what challenged the 6S, though we were ultimately, of course, able to recover. There's been a lot more transparency and high-touch involvement from myself and Morgan at every single stage of the development of the Model T. So I'm feeling extremely, extremely confident in the manufacturing, assembly, and delivery of the Model T. And not only that, but the scalability of manufacturing. So I'm really expecting that this is something that not only will function fantastically, look great, be extremely durable, but also something that we can grow to meet the demands of the classic shaving community and any new members of the classic shaving community that might come and join as a result of the Model T campaign.
The Rockwell Model T can be found on Kickstarter.com. So if you're looking to find out about that early bird pricing, or if you want to buy into the Kickstarter, head over there now. They're looking to have the razors all shipped out by March 2017. So about a year from now, which, you know, hey, is completely doable in the Kickstarter terms. It's actually pretty quick for most Kickstarters. So hats off to Gareth and Morgan on that. Also, I want to say congratulations to Joe of Jacksonville, Florida, for winning the Rockwell Model, or sorry, Rockwell 6S. I was going to say Model T, but that would be a...
Not quite yet, no.
Rockwell 6S, congratulations to Joe from Jacksonville, Florida on that win. And thank you so much, Morgan and Gareth, for providing that razor for Joe.
Yeah, you're very welcome.
And we hope you guys at least go over to Kickstarter and check it out, because everybody here at Sharpologist and WSN have seen the photos, and it's just, it's so cool. I can't compliment you guys enough on the design, because it's, you know how everything is kind of going like a modern retro now. Like all the signage and airlines and everything's like going clean, simple lines of the 70s.
Yeah.
That's kind of like this reminds me of, like, clean, simple retro.
That's awesome. And I did actually, if it's okay, want to absolutely take this opportunity just thank every single member of the wet shaving community that did listen to the last podcast. We got a lot of really cool emails and just people reaching out about the story, and a lot of the emails really touched me. And so I kind of wanted to say thank you to everyone for that. And if the Model T does sound interesting, obviously it is a Kickstarter campaign. So the idea of a Kickstarter is that this product will only be made if the backer community so chooses, and if the wet shaving community so chooses. If there isn't a significant amount of support for it, if it doesn't meet its funding goal, it simply won't get made. So if it's something that you're interested in, I definitely encourage you to go check it out. But all that being said, I did want to thank everyone for all of their support for the Rockwell success and what they've shown for Rockwell Razors so far.
And the one thing I can say is that no matter what happens, funded or not funded, if the Model T does get funded, Gareth and Morgan have a track record of delivering. So all I can say is hats off to you guys.
Yeah,
so
thanks.
Check out the Model T at Kickstarter.com. Also, make sure to head over to RockwellRazors.com. If you haven't looked at the Rockwell 6S, the original Rockwell Razor that turned so many heads with its unique and inspiring design. Gareth, thank you so much for coming on the show and announcing the Model T with us. I'm super excited for this, and I really hope it does well. I also ask that you please send Morgan plenty of Timbits and coffee, because, you know, seniors, last bit of finals.
That's all that people eat in Canada during exams, Andrew. I'm surprised you didn't know that.
I have several friends from Canada, and I wish we had Tim. I wish we had Timbits in Florida. I'd love Timbits. You know, I eat them by the dozen. Anyways, thanks for listening to the Wet Shaving News podcast. Gareth and Morgan, congratulations and good luck to you guys. I can't wait to see what happens with this Kickstarter. Our next episode comes out in a week and 6 days, so make sure you tune back into Sharpologist.com for that. We'll see you guys soon. Bye-bye.